Ashland Greenwood football into a state semifinal. We're talking now with their head coach, Ryan Thompson, as they'll face Wahoo on Friday night. Coach, anytime you can be one of the final four left standing, that's a sign that you've had a fantastic season. Speak to that. I'm sure it's not something you guys take for granted there.
Yeah, definitely not. You know, we talk with our team every year that the playoffs are special. We've been fortunate enough to be in the quarterfinals quite a few times. This is our second time in the last 8 years or so making it out of there into the semifinals. So it's definitely something to honor and to make sure that we embrace and know that it's special. And you know, hopefully here as the season, you know, gets an opportunity to continue, we can look back on it and really look at the great things that we've done all year and reflect on that. But obviously, we got a big task ahead of us, and that's what we're focused on.
You look back at last Friday, you know, play a really good Syracuse team, and you pick up a dominant 56-16 win. What'd you like from that game?
I just liked our physicality. We were able to come out and kind of control the line of scrimmage, which we were worried about. We were kind of questioning where would we be able to with the style of play that they had. But I thought we did a great job there, and that turnover early in the second quarter really, I think, swung momentum. We got ahead of them by a couple scores, and I thought that made them maybe change their style of play a little bit. So just credit our players to focusing on our execution, our game plan, and then being patient to start that game to where we could kind of take control of it.
I know when I talked to you last week, we had talked about how, you know, you feel like you guys are peaking, that this was all hope, the goal, that you guys would be playing your best football in November, and it seems like you certainly are. Is there a point you can kind of look back on now where kind of the lights came on for your guys?
Well, I mean, we went all the way back to probably the first week with, or the second week with Wahoo, where we kind of got beat pretty handily. We were able to take a look at ourselves. The next week we played Columbus SCOTUS, and it took us about a half to get going. So I think from then on, our kids really understood that we got to prepare a little bit better. We got to get better at fundamentals. And our goal was to peak, obviously, like you said, in November. And I think we're really, really close. If we're not, we're darn close playing our best football, which obviously is needed. And hopefully it'll continue this week.
Yeah, now as you look at the rematch with Wahoo, you go all the way back to week two, and I mean they were a dominant 35-0 winner. What did you guys learn or take away from that game? And like I said, I know you feel like you're probably a much better team since then.
Yeah, I mean just number one, we learned that we maybe were not at that level yet that we needed to be in week two. Wahoo, very physical, very aggressive, well coached team. And they just kind of did their thing, and we maybe panicked, maybe got into some adverse situations that they forced us in and just didn't handle them right. So I think that's something big we can draw upon. You know, playing Wahoo at Wahoo is going to be a tough task. It's a big hill to climb, but, you know, being able to dwell on that a little bit hopefully gives our kids a sense of urgency that we have to prepare at a high level this week.
What would you say has been the biggest area of growth from that game to where you are now going into, you know, the rematch with them?
I think both sides of the line, offensive and defensive lines, have really, really grown fundamentally and technically and just kind of understand what their job is. We had a lot of alignment issues maybe early on in the year and breaking some new kids in. Just kind of some growing pains. So I think up front, they've really, really gotten better. They've really been coachable, and they're really working on their craft, I guess, so to speak, that to get better and be the best teammate they can be.
Maybe this is a tough question to answer, Coach, but what's the one or two things where you feel like maybe you guys have an advantage or can have your successes on Friday night?
Oh, man. Well, I think – maybe, I don't know if it's an advantage or what, but I do feel like we did move the ball in game one. We just didn't finish, and that's what Wahoo does to you. They kind of put you in those situations when you get close to the end zone that make it pretty tough. But I think our kids can dwell upon that we are able to move the ball. We just got to be able to finish. I think our confidence is high. I don't think that our kids are in awe of Wahoo. We play them in everything and every sport multiple times a year, and they know each other pretty well. So I don't think they're going into it wide-eyed. I think they'll be able to go in focused and be prepared to face any adversity that comes their way.
What is the most important thing on Friday night?
Yeah, we talk to our kids. We just got to play a clean ball game, and you know, we got to take care of the ball. We got to stay ahead of the chains. We have to get them into situations that maybe they haven't been in all year, and that's going to be hard. We have to play a clean game, and if we play a clean game, we hopefully will have an opportunity in fourth quarter. Very easier said than done, but I think our kids are up to the task.
That's Ryan Thompson, head football coach at Ashland Greenwood. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best of luck on Friday.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me again.